Let's call the committee to order, please. Would the secretary take the roll?
Vice Chair Hendrick?
Here.
Vice Chair Pomnikowski?
Here.
Representative Van Dyke?
Here.
Representative Reinhardt?
Here.
Representative Mendenhall?
Wherever the two sheriffs are.
Representative?
Mendenhall's here.
Representative Miller? Representative Hans? Representative Hovind?
Here.
Representative Blewett?
Here.
Representative McGilvery? Representative Cohenour?
Not present.
Representative Bennett?
Present.
Representative Dickinson?
Here.
Representative Belcourt?
Present and voting.
Representative Vincent?
Here.
Representative Warburton?
Here.
Representative Menahan?
Here.
And Chairman Milburn?
Here. Okay, y'all, we've got some executive action to do. This on the board there, Senate Bill 5, Senate Bill 25, Senate Bill 102, Senate Bill 120, Senate Bill 201. So let's go ahead and go with Senate Bill 5.
Mr. Chairman, make a due pass motion on Senate Bill 5, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Senate Bill 5, any discussion? Yes, Representative Pomnikowski.
Mr. Chairman, I'm seeking my bill, but as I remember this, Senate Bill 5 was presented to us by Senator Erickson and had to do with reclamation program land transactions. The example that the senator gave was some mining tailings that were on a creek bank outside of Cook City that where reclamation could not take place on the creek bank because drainage kept coming down the hill and into the creek and the reclamation could not be done on site. So the purpose of this bill is to allow for the purchase of very small and limited sites where reclamation cannot be done on site. And that example was to remove the mine tailings from the creek, move them uphill to a lined site, compact them, and resolve the issue that way. I think this is a good bill, and I hope we can support it, Mr. Chairman.
Further discussion, and it does say requiring approval by the Board of Land Commissioners, right? Okay, for the gift or purchase. All right.
Just gift or purchase.
Further discussion, I saw Representative Dickinson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I got a little note from Senator Erickson regarding this. During fiscal year 2008, DEQ purchased acreage in the Belt area for the Abandoned Mine Lands Program, as Representative Pomnikowski was explaining the need for something like that. This land was purchased for the purpose of remediation. An issue was raised regarding the purchase price, as it was significantly greater than the appraised value. The land transaction was not required by law to go before the Board of Land Commissioners, which has staff with the expertise in transactions of this sort. So this change would require purchase for the Abandoned Mines Program to go before the Land Board. In doing this, the staff and the Trust Land Management Division of DNRC would assist DEQ in preparing the appropriate documents for Land Board approval. This would also provide consistency in state policies for land transactions, specifically land valuations. So it's a good bill, in my opinion.
Okay. Further discussion? All right. Let's take a voice vote. All those in favor of Senate Bill number 5, say aye.
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 Opposed, say nay. Motion carries unanimously. Is there
Mr. Proxies? Chairman, Representative Hans and Cohenour, yes by proxy. And I also believe that Senator Erickson had indicated Representative Dickinson to be the floor sponsor.
I'd be happy to.
All right. Okay, motion passes unanimous. And let's now go into Senate Bill number 25.
Mr. Chairman, I make a due concur motion on Senate Bill number 25, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, anybody like to discuss this one?
I will.
Go ahead, Representative Pomnikowski.
Mr. Chairman, Senate Bill 25 by Senator Wansenreed is to remove some contingency language. It relates to eliminating contingencies related to violations, penalties, and waivers under the coal and uranium mine and reclamation laws. It's simply that the repeal language needs to be added because it references two laws that have since been repealed, and so we need to take that language simply off the books. It really is truly a code cleanup language, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Further discussion? Question?
Questions?
All right. All those, let's do a voice vote. All those in favor of Senate Bill number 25, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Hans and Kohenauer, aye by proxy, and I would be the floor sponsor if you so wish.
Did you say you would be? Okay, that'd be great. Okay, motion carries unanimous. Okay, Senate Bill 102.
Mr. Chairman, I make a do concur motion on Senate Bill 102, Mr. Chairman.
Do you concur on 102? Any discussion? Yes. Representative Warburton.
This comes by the request of the DEQ, and I think it's a good bill. It just basically makes sure that they have primacy to cover things like possible fecal contamination in water, failure of different wells that are involved in safe drinking water for the public. So I think it's a good thing. I think they're doing a good job. I quizzed them on, you know, how they work with businesses that have problems, and they work with them to make sure that the water is safe, but they don't put them right out of business. They, you know, have certain time frames to get things done. So I think it's a good, simple yes vote on this one.
Okay. Thank you. Any further discussion? Seeing none.
Question.
I hear a question being called. Voice vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say nay. Okay, I've got one. Representative Mendenhall. Was there another? Yeah, Representative Bennett. And Representative Hoven are nay.
And Mr. Chairman, Representative Hans and Kohenauer, aye by proxy. And Representative Kohenauer has asked to be the floor sponsor for this bill.
Okay, I think that Representative Warburton, they had been asked, maybe.
Oh,
is that okay?
That's fine. I think.
Okay. And that passes then, what was it? 15-3. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I make a do concur motion on Senate Bill 120. Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Senate Bill 120, I do concur. And any discussion on Senate Bill 20? 120.
What did we just do? 102 on a vote of 15-3.
If I'm going too fast, you guys slow me down.
You there?
Full steam.
Okay.
We're on 120.
Yes.
Any discussion on 120? I'll give you a minute to read it all. Would anybody wish to? Yeah, go ahead, Representative Hoven.
Mr. Chairman, I guess everyone that testified was all in favor of this bill, and particularly those that had vested interests, so I would say I'd vote for the bill.
Okay. Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the bill that I asked that question about the City of Deer Lodge being exempted from. I've since talked to, I believe it was Mr. Matthews, on that topic, and Brianna Randall gave me the wrong information. The city would be helped and excluded, so I'll vote for it.
Okay. Further discussion? Further discussion? Question?
Question.
Okay.
Question's been called.
All right. Let's do a voice vote. All those in favor of Senate Bill number 120, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay.
Representative Hans and Kohenauer, aye by proxy, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimous. Okay, Senate Bill 201.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that you concur on Senate Bill 201. Mr. Chairman.
Okay, any discussion? And I won't give you time to read it. Representative Pomnikowski.
Mr. Chairman, this bill would allow the interest off of the escrow account from the Crow Tribe Water Compact to be distributed to the tribe, and the same is now done for the Blackfeet Water Compact, so I'm in support of the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Further discussion? Questions? All right. Question's been called. All those, let's do a roll, a voice vote. All those for Senate Bill number 201, say aye.
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 Those say nay.
18, oh, Mr. Chairman, Representative Hand and Cohenour, aye by proxy.
Okay.
Ahead of myself.
All right. Motion passes unanimous.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to carry that one on the floor, if at all possible.
Say again?
I'd like to carry that one on
yes,
the floor.
Yes, you betcha. You've got it. Representative Belcourt, did I get? Did we get sponsors for the rest of them? I think we did. You and you and you and
you.
Question for Representative Belcourt: should a member of the Crow Tribe carry that one, since it affects the Crow Tribe?
Well, she sent me a note, asked me. If
oh, she asked you to do it. Yeah. She didn't want to. Okay.
I
she said he's the ice cream man.
Yes, and thank you. Okay, that's it that we're going to do today. Some of these others, like the Representative Phillips, we're going to have to get out here pretty quick and decide what we want to do there. And then House Bill 14, I know that Representative Vincent is working on some of that, and Cohenour, they're going to give us a talk about it maybe next week, but
that we do.
All right. Does anybody have anything else? Okay. Meeting adjourned.
Your meeting.
Thank you.
15 minutes.
Meeting adjourned.
Your meeting.
Thank you.
15 minutes.
Does anybody have anything else? Okay.